请我们打开彼得前书第二章。
Let us turn to the Epistle of 1 Peter, chapter 2.
我们从十一节读到第十二节。
Let us read verse 11 to 12.
你喜欢用你习惯的语言来读。
Please read according to the language of your desire.
但是我们大家一起读。
But we'll read it together.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的。我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。你们在外邦人中，应当品性端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。我们在主面前有一点祷告。
Let us have a further word of prayer.
天父，当你的孩子们一同聚集在你的脚前。
Dear Heavenly Father, when your children gather before your feet again.
我们不只是吃你喝你来纪念你。
We do not only eat of you and drink of you and remember you.
我们饱尝你的大爱。
We are feasting on your great love.
我们感谢赞美你。
We pray.
我们更渴望你的圣灵能够把圣经向我们打开。
May the Holy Spirit open your word to us.
好让你的孩子们在你话语的光中能够见光。
That we may see your light under your light.
让我们一生能够行在光中。
That we may walk under your light all the days of our lives.
可以把荣耀归给你。
That we can render the glory back to you.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We ask this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我实在感谢神给我机会。
I truly thank the Lord for giving me an opportunity.
早晨能够与众圣徒一起在饼杯的面前纪念我们亲爱的主。
That this morning we can come before the bread and the cup to remember our Lord together.
在早上纪念主的聚会里面，我深深地感受到主爱这里的这个金灯台。
During the breaking of bread, I truly felt in my heart that the Lord truly loves His lampstand in this place.
他在这里有他的宝座。
He is enthroned in the midst of his people here.
我为你们感谢主。
I want to thank the Lord for your sake.
我非常享受跟你们一起敬拜的这一次机会。
I truly enjoyed the opportunity to worship with you this morning.
但是我不知道各位弟兄姐妹有没有像我一样的经历。
But I'm not aware if you guys have my experience.
那就是我们来敬拜主的时候。
That is when we come before the Lord to worship Him.
我们里面满了欢喜。
We are filled with joy.
我们充满了信心。
We are filled with faith.
我们的神真伟大。
We have such a great God.
我们的神实在有爱心。
He is truly a God of love.
我们好开心。
We are filled with joy indeed.
但是回到家呢？
But when we go home,
你看一看新闻。
When you watch the news.
战争。
War.
瘟疫。
Pestilence.
这一些就已经够让我们头痛。
It gives us a great headache.
但是当我们看到许许多多社会的不公义。
But when we see so much social injustice.
我们里面实在是觉得怎么会这样呢？
We ask,Why is this happening?
那更糟糕的。
And to make things worse?
是在我们个人的生活中。
In our personal lives.
我们会被人误会。
We would be misunderstood.
我们会被人不公平的对待。
People would treat us unfairly.
我们会受到别人的逼迫。
We would be persecuted by others.
有的怪自己的父母。
Some people blame their parents.
有的怪自己的老公。
Some people blame their husbands.
我们最近常常碰到的是怪自己的孩子。
I often meet people who blame their own children.
不乖。
They're bad children.
没良心。
They are heartless.
对父母不公平。
They are unfair towards their parents.
为什么这个世界上充满着这么多的不公平的事？
Why is the world filled with so much unfairness?
当我们看到这些事的时候，
When we see all these things,
当我们经历到这些事的时候，
When we experience all these things,
我们里面会有很多很痛苦的感觉。
We would feel terrible inside.
当然我们是基督徒。
Of course we are Christians.
我们知道有一天，
We know that one day,
神会审判这个世界。
God will judge the world.
而且他会按公义来审判。
And he will judge the world with his justice.
所以我们可以盼望在最终的日子。
So we can hope even in the sinful world.
所有的不公平，神都会把它摆平。
All these injustices will be ironed out fair and square one day.
这是没问题的。
We have no problem with that.
问题是，那我们今天？
But the problem is today.
当我们遭遇到被别人毁谤？
When people badmouth us unfairly.
当我们遭受到不公平的待遇？
When we are treated unfairly.
我们应该用什么方式来面对呢？
How shall we encounter these unfair things?
你有没有认识有一些基督徒？
Are you aware of some Christians?
你不要太跟他多讲话。
Don't be too close to them.
因为你一听他多讲话的时候，
Because when you listen to what they say,
他的嘴巴一方面可以赞美神，
Their mouths can praise God for one day,
但是他们的嘴巴另外一方面可以严厉的去批评，去抱怨，去指责很多他生命中的人。
And on another day, he would criticize, judge, and complain about the people around him.
你知道他的心里面充满的是苦毒。
His heart is filled with bitterness.
他里面充满的是那个极深的自己跟自己过不去的痛苦。
He is filled with misery because he cannot let things go.
那彼得在我们今天所读的这两节圣经里面，
So Peter, in the two passages that we've just read,
他要教我们，
He wants to teach us,
当我们被人毁谤，
When we are maligned by others,
在一个罪恶的世界中，
In the sinful world,
我们看到许多的不公不义，
We see all sorts of injustice.
我们应该怎么回应？
How shall we respond correctly?
那我相信弟兄姐妹你们都知道。
I believe all of you would know.
当初彼得写书信给那一些散居在各地寄居的人，
When Peter wrote his epistle to those who are scattered abroad the world,
那一些人他们天天都被不公不义的社会所对待。
These people are persecuted by an unjust world every day.
更凄惨的是他们的政府完全不信任他们。
To make things worse, the government do not trust them.
因为政府听说这些人是有另外一个王。
Because the government is aware that they have another king.
他们为着要生存下去，
But for them to survive,
他们非常的不容易。
They suffered so much.
这些人是当时社会最底层的人。
They become the lowest class citizens.
他们是社会的边缘人。
They are at the edge of society.
如果弟兄姊妹知道这样的背景，
So given this background,
你可以想象一下，
Think about it.
当他们聚会的时候，
When they gather together,
有一个弟兄站起来，
One brother would stand up.
他说：“弟兄们，我收到彼得弟兄写给我们的一封信。”
Brethren, I received an epistle that's written by Peter himself.
让我读给大家听。
Let me read it out for all of you.
当他在读啊读啊的时候，
When he was reading his epistle,
这一些的弟兄姐妹，
These brothers and sisters,
他们的心，
Their hearts,
慢慢的就暖起来了，
Are so warmed by the encouragement,
带来的是喜乐，
And therefore they rejoice,
他们平常有的那种羞愧变成了荣耀。
And their shame is transformed into glory.
当他们读听到那个弟兄在读彼得前书二章九到十节的时候，
When they heard the brother read the epistles, especially to the second chapter, verse 11 and 12.
No, 9 to 10.
Oh, sorry, 9 to 10.
那我现在就希望你们想象一下，你们是第一世纪的那些人。
So let us imagine that we are the first century Christians.
我是拿着彼得的书信念给你们听，现在我念到第九节了。
And I'm holding Peter's epistles in my hand, and we're reading verse 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类。
But you are a chosen generation.
是有君尊的祭司
，a royal priesthood，
是圣洁的国度
，a holy nation，
是属神的子民
，his own special people，
要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗如奇妙光明者的美德
，that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light。
你们原来从前算不得子民
，who once were not a people。
现在却做了神的子民
but are now the people of God
从前未曾蒙连续
who had not obtained mercy
现在却蒙了连续
but now have obtained mercy
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
dear brothers and sisters
你能不能够想象这一批弟兄姐妹他们那个时候
can you imagine how those brothers and sisters back then felt
他们是不是里面真的被圣灵打开看见这是何等的特权
Their hearts are opened by the Holy Spirit that they enjoyed a special privilege
这是多么奇妙的恩典
This is such a marvelous grace
怎么可能啊
How is it possible?
如果你熟悉彼得前书
If you are familiar with 1 Peter
你就知道彼得从一开始就跟他们讲那些好的不能再好的事
You see that Peter told them of this great news that cannot be surpassed by anything else
他们看自己是觉得自己是全世界最倒霉的人了
When they look at themselves they felt like they're the worst people in the whole world
但是彼得告诉他们啊
But Peter told them
你们是蒙神拣选的
You are a chosen people
你们重生了有活泼的盼望
You have this living hope
你们可以得着不能朽坏不能玷污不能衰残在天上的基业
You have this inheritance that is incorruptible and eternal
而且多么难得你们居然有权利到主面前去
And you have a privilege to come before the Lord God himself
他们都知道
They know all these things
犹太人只有一年一次大祭司带着血才能到主面前去啊。
They all know that for the Jews, only the high priest who would bring blood can come before God once a year.
他们这些外邦人。
But they are Gentiles.
现在随时随地可以到主面前去啊。
And they can come before the Lord God at any time they wish.
这是什么样的特权啊？
This is such a great privilege.
他们是神的灵宫啊。
They are the spiritual temple of God.
他们是神的百姓啊。
They are the people of God.
我绝对相信。
I truly believe.
到那个时候，他们心中不只是感受到这奇妙的恩典。
Their hearts are not only warmed by this marvelous grace.
他们一定深深觉得，哎呀，神真爱我们。
They truly felt in their heart that God loves us.
然后到了第十一节。
And now when we come to verse 11,
第一个字。
The first word.
Beloved.
Beloved.
中文翻得很长。
In Chinese, the translation is a lot longer.
亲爱的弟兄啊。
It's literally beloved brethren.
原文其实就一个字啊。
But in the original Greek, there's only one word.
蒙爱的。
Beloved.
所爱的。
Loved by the Lord.
弟兄姐妹你知道吗?
Do you know this, brothers and sisters?
这一个称呼在听的人耳中是何等的甜美。
Can you imagine how sweet it is for those people to whom this is addressed?
你知道这一个称呼啊?
This description.
Beloved.
Beloved.
新约圣经中有九次之多是用在耶稣基督的身上。
In the New Testament, 9 times this description is used to describe Jesus Christ.
那我猜大部分弟兄姐妹你们最容易记得的。
I guess that you all remember.
那就是马太福音三章十七节那里。
In Matthew chapter 3 verse 17.
这是我的爱子。
This is my beloved son.
我所喜悦的。
In whom I am well pleased.
那你们如果看英文就看到了。This is my beloved.
This is my beloved son.
彼得用这个称呼这些天路客。
Peter used this description to call those pilgrims.
他们要知道。
That they may know.
父神爱他们。
That the Heavenly Father loves them.
如同他爱他的爱子一样。
Exactly as how he had loved his son.
他们当然知道他们自己里面没有什么地方值得神来爱他们。
And they know that they have nothing to warrant the love of God.
但是神就是爱他们。
But nonetheless, God loved them.
因为他们因着信已经迁到爱子光明的国度里。
Because by faith they have entered in the kingdom of the Son of His love.
所以他们今天成为神所爱的人。
So they become a people beloved of the Lord.
从二章十一节。
From chapter 2 verse 11.
一直到第四章的第六节。
All the way to chapter 4 verse 6.
彼得告诉这些蒙爱的人。
Peter told those who are beloved.
在这一个充满着罪恶的世界里
In this dark and sinful world,
他们怎么能够活出他们的使命呢
How can they live out their purpose?
他们是住在外邦人中间
They live amidst the Gentiles.
他们是被毁谤
They were maligned.
他们是忍受冤屈的苦楚
They are wronged at every turn.
有的版本翻作他们是被不公义的对待。
They are mistreated on every side.
请注意。
Please pay attention.
彼得用哪几个词来形容他们?
Which words did Peter choose to describe them?
蒙爱的。
Beloved.
住在外邦人中间。
Scattered amongst the Gentiles.
被毁谤。
Maligned,
受冤屈
wronged,
unjust,
and unfairly treated.
那弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
你知道这样一连串的形容词
you see all these descriptions,
形容当时的弟兄姐妹
used to describe the brothers and sisters back then,
非常精准。
It's very accurate.
你知不知道这一串的形容词
Do you know all these descriptions?
形容你跟我今天也很精准。
It's also very accurate when they're applied to us.
彼得告诉他们
Peter told them
面对着受毁谤。
When you are maligned.
面对着不公义。
When you are treated unjustly.
不但要记得你是蒙神所爱的。
Do not forget that you are beloved of the Lord.
要记住你是客旅。
Remember that you are a pilgrim.
你是寄居的。
You are a sojourner.
你知道这个客旅和寄居的。
You see these descriptions, sojourners and pilgrims.
这一个词啊。
These titles.
它主要的意义。
Their root meaning.
不只是讲到一个人在地上他是暂时住在一个地方。
It doesn't just mean that for a person to stay temporarily at a place.
他的家在其他的地方。
And their home is elsewhere.
这里面有一个更重要的意义。
There is a deeper meaning.
是他们是在一条回家的路上的人。
They are actually on a journey home.
他们是有目的地的。
They have a destination.
他们走这段路是有意义的。
They have a meaning in their journey.
在圣经中，这样的形容词主要是用来形容那一些先祖们。
These words are typically applied to the patriarchs.
还记不记得希伯来书十一章十三节开始？
Remember in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 13.
这些人都是存着信心死的。
All these died in faith.
这是那些先祖。
All these patriarchs.
并没有得着所应许的。
Not having received the promises.
却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
But having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。
Those who said these things prove that they are seeking a heavenly home.
他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会。
Had they missed the place where they left, they would have returned.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。
But they long for a heavenly home.
所以神被称为他们的神。并不以为耻。
Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God.
因为神已经给他们预备了一座城。
For he has prepared a city for them.
诗篇三十九篇十二篇作诗的人也这么说。
In Psalm 39, the psalmist said,
耶和华。
O Jehovah.
求你听我的祷告，留心听我的呼求，我流泪，求你不要寂寞无声。因为我在你面前是客旅，是寄居的，像我列祖一样。
And give ear to my cry. Do not be silent at my tears, for I am a stranger with you, a sojourner, as all my fathers were.
各位，今天如果你是你爸爸妈妈的宝贝，心肝是蒙爱的。
So brothers and sisters, if you are beloved by your parents, you are the heart of their hearts.
你认为他们会让你去流浪去寄居吗？
Do you seriously think that they will let you sojourn around?
他们如果有能力，他们第一件要做的是先给你买个房。
If they have the ability to, the first thing they would do is to buy you a house.
是吧？
Isn't it so?
怎么会让你去流浪呢？让你去吃苦呢？
Why would your parents let you sojourn and suffer?
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
不要忘记。
Do not forget.
主耶稣在地上。
When Jesus was on earth.
他是一个天路客。
He is also a pilgrim.
不要忘记。
Do not forget.
彼得在这里提醒每一个神的儿女。
Peter is here to remind every child of God.
我们的主是天路客。
Our Lord was a pilgrim.
我们也必须是一个天路客。
We have to be pilgrims likewise.
如果你知道你是客旅，是寄居的。
If you know that you are a pilgrim, a sojourner,
有两个真理你一定要牢记在心。
There are two truths that you must hang on to.
你不属于这个世界。
You do not belong to this world.
你是天国的子民。
You are a citizen of heaven.
你不能够像这个世界。
You cannot conform to this world.
活在地上，虽然你有许多的责任。
Yes, you have all these responsibilities in the world, just like others.
但是属天的公民这个身份。
But your identity as a heavenly citizen
必须成为你效忠的第一并且是唯一的对象。
It must be the first and foremost identity in your life.
第二个真理。
The second truth
天路客是没办法在一个地方定下来的。
A pilgrim cannot settle at one particular place.
因为你是在回天家的路上。
Because you're on your way home.
如果你知道你是天路客，
If you know that you are a pilgrim,
你一定会保守自己不被任何属世的东西所缠累。
You will not be encumbered by the things of this world.
以至于会拦阻了你回家的路上。
That would stand in the way of you going home.
你更不会让自己受到污染，以至于你无法站立在回家的那一位圣洁的神面前。
You will not let yourself be polluted such that you cannot stand before a holy God at the end of your journey.
我们如果明白这个道理，
If we understand these truths,
基督徒不要做梦在地上成为社会的主流。
Christians should not think of being an influencer in the things of this world.
Mainstream.
Oh, in the mainstream.
一个基督徒。
For a Christian.
如果在今天这个社会和文化之下。
For a Christian to live in this society and culture,
如果你没有觉得一点点的不自在，
If you don't feel a slight discomfort,
这是一个非常危险的记号，
Then you are in great danger.
表示你可能忘记了你是天路客。
It shows that you forgot that you are a pilgrim.
那如果你真的记得你是天路客，
If you truly remember that you are a pilgrim,
路上发生的很多的事情，
there may be many things that happened in your
journey. 很多的伤害，
there would be a lot of attacks.
很多的不愉快，
all of these unhappy incidences.
不舒适，
discomfort.
都不会让你里面充满了仇恨和苦毒。
None of them will cause you to be bitter and filled with hatred.
因为你知道，
Because you know.
很快我就走了。
You know that you will get out of here very soon.
我经历这些事只有一个目的，是神让我经历这些事好叫我被改变。
I face all these bad things because God wants to change me from within.
重要的是我将来要见主的。
The more important thing is, in the very end, I will meet the Lord.
如果我们中间有任何的弟兄姐妹，
If there are any one of you in our midst,
你没有读过约翰本人写的《天路历程》这本书，
If you have not read the book called Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan,
我强烈的推荐你好好的读一读。
I strongly recommend you to read it and read it well.
彼得告诉我们，天路客面对别人的毁谤，别人的对着一切的不公平的对待。
Peter tells us that pilgrims face malignment and an injustice from all the other places.
消极方面，我们要做什么呢？
Passively, what shall we do?
他说要禁戒肉体的私欲。
Abstain from fleshly lusts.
禁戒这个字
to abstain
它不只是说我们不要去做肉体情欲要我们做的事
it doesn't just mean that don't do what your fleshly lust tells you to do
并且我们要远离这些事、
we are to stay far away from what the fleshly lust wants to do
肉体的私欲
Fleshly lusts.
英文有的时候翻作 passion of the flesh.
Another translation calls them the passion of the flesh.
肉体
Flesh.
是一个人天然的本性离开了神的状态。
It's the condition.Where the natural man has departed from the living God.
当我们活着没有神的标准、神的帮助、神的恩典的时候，我们就是活在肉体里面。
We live in the flesh when we live apart from God's principles, His grace, and His guidance.
肉体的私欲。
Fleshly lusts.
中文翻作私欲，英文有的时候翻作 lust。
In English translation, it's called lust.
给人一种印象就是这是他们那个想要做一些很坏的事情。
It gives you the impression that some things that people want to do that are very bad.
但是其实原文的意思不是这样。
But that's not what the original Greek meant.
是所有人在肉体里面在基督以外有的强烈的渴望
It refers to desires that are outside of Christ
都叫做肉体的私欲
These are called fleshly lusts
都需要被禁止
We need to abstain from all these things
不只是彼得在后来彼得前书四章三节里面列了一些什么叫做肉体的私欲。
In 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 3, it describes some of the lusts of the flesh.
保罗在加拉太书五章十九节到二十一节也列了一堆。
And Paul likewise have a long list in Galatians 5 verse 19 to 21.
但是这里所讲的那个 passion, 那个强烈的渴望。
But here it describes the strong passion of the flesh.
是在神以外，在神没有给我们的环境之下，我们强烈的想要的东西。
It's the strong passions that we desire for the things outside of God.
我们认为这是我应该有的。
We felt we deserve all those things.
但是我的丈夫不给我。
But My husband cannot give them to me.
我的老板不给我。
My boss refused to give them to me.
我的同工不给我。
My colleagues would not give them to me.
我里面不能满足。
I am so dissatisfied inside.
我们就是要。
I want those things.
我就是要。
I really want those things.
这个事情又不是犯罪。
It's not a bad thing per se.
但是弟兄姊妹请记得。
But brothers and sisters, please remember.
神安排每一件事在我们的生命中。
God arranged every detail of our lives.
都有目的的。
With a purpose.
给你不喜欢的事情有目的。
When he gives you something you dislike, there is a purpose behind it.
不给你你想要的东西还是有目的。
When he doesn't give you something that you like, there is yet another purpose.
但是你就是要要，这个叫做肉体的私欲。
But if you keep pushing for it, that is called fleshly lust.
保罗说活在地上。
Paul said about living on this world.
你是天路客。
You are a pilgrim.
你就要境界你这一种强烈的渴望。
You have to abstain from all these fleshly lusts.
说为什么呢？
Why?
我真的很想要啊。
I really want those things.
彼得说，因为这一种强烈的渴望会与我们的灵魂打仗。
Peter said that these fleshly lusts would war against our souls.
很少有人真的明白。
Very few would understand this.
一个人活在地上最大的征战。
The greatest war that we would experience.
不是跟我们旁边的人打仗。
It's not a fight with the people around us.
一个人活在地上最大的征战是跟我们强烈的渴望打仗。
The greatest war we have in our lives is fighting against our own desires.
这是为什么 D.L. Moody 说了一句很有名的话。
That's why there's this famous quote from D.L. Moody.
我跟 D.L. Moody 的麻烦比我跟世界上任何一个人的麻烦都要多。
I have a greater problem with D.L. Moody, much more than with anyone else on this world.
Warren Wisby 也很有智慧的这样说。Warren Wisby
said,
如果我们向这个私欲让步。
If we yield to these sinful appetites,
我们一定会活着就像那些没有得救的人。
Then we will start living like the unsaved around us.
我们就失去了做见证的能力。
And we'll become ineffective witnesses.
翻作征战这个字。
The word war?
不是一个战役。
It's not a military campaign.
你不是打赢了一场战役，你就赢了一场战争。
You do not win a war by winning a battle.
这是一个持续不断的征战。
It's a never-ending warfare.
神的儿女。
As the children of God.
一定要明白。
We must understand.
当我们活着像那些没有信主的人。
When we live before the unbelievers,
他们活着就是要满足我心中的渴望。
The unbelievers want to gratify their own desires.
而天路客活着是要满足神的旨意。
But for pilgrims, we live to fulfill the desire of God.
如果我们不明白这一点，
If we do not understand this truth,
我们就没有能力在这个世界上为主。
Then we lost the strength to be a witness before God.
彼得告诉天路客。
Peter told the pilgrims.
积极的方面，我们要做什么呢？
Proactively, what shall we do?
在第十二节。
In verse
12. 十二节这里，英文的翻译第一个字，在有些版本里面比较靠近原文的版本。它就是 keep.
In English, the word is closer to the original Greek. It says keep.
就是持守。
Keeping your conduct.
这个持守是持守什么东西呢？
So what exactly are we keeping?
中文翻作品性。
In Chinese, it has another translation.
它其实这个字的意义是非常的广泛。
But the meaning is very vast.
譬如说，在这个 Darby 翻作 conversation 谈话。
In the Darby translation, it says to keep your
conversation.
ASV 呢，把它翻作 behavior 行为。
In ASV, it says keep your behaviors.
NIV 把它翻作活着。
In the NIV translation, it says you're living.
所以你可以看到这个字它原文它是多方多面的意思。
You see how this word is multifaceted in the original Greek.
基本上就是你的行事为人。
Basically, it's how you behave yourself.
天路客。
For pilgrims.
活在地上的使命。
Their purpose on this world.
是为主做见证。
Is to be a witness for God.
但是做见证不是单单用我们的嘴唇来做。
But you do not be a witness alone with your mouth.
做见证必须是用我们的行为生活来做。
You have to be a witness by your action and by your living.
他说你要保守你生活的样子，你的品性端正。
You have to keep your conduct honorable.
这个词翻作端正。
It says honorable.
有的版本翻作 good, 美好。
There are yet another translation that translate that word as good.
有的版本翻作 honest, 诚实。
Another translation translate that word as honest.
有的版本翻作无可指责。
And yet another translation calls it
blameless. Blameless.
Oh, blameless.
我最喜欢的版本的翻译是 attractive, 吸引人。
My favorite translation is attractive.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
彼得说什么？
What exactly is Peter saying?
他说如果你是一个天路客。
He said if you are truly a pilgrim.
当你住在一群不信主的人中间。
When you sit amongst the Gentiles,
你的所言所行,
your speech and your actions,
应该会吸引别人来靠近你, 以至于他们能够遇见耶稣,
should attract other people toward you that they may meet Jesus.
你们注意到我刚才讲住在不信主的人中间。
When you are amidst the Gentiles.
我们中文翻作在外邦人中。
It's translated as among the Gentiles.
那这个字在新约圣经里面。
But that word in the New Testament.
哥林多前书五章一节。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1.
十二章二节。
Chapter 12 verse 1.
约翰三书的第七节。
Third John chapter, verse 7.
都让我们清楚地看到它是不信主的人的同义词。
It shows us that the word is a synonym of unbelievers.
天路客不是活在与世人隔绝的状态下。
You see, pilgrims do not live very apart from unbelievers.
我们是在这个世界，却不属于这个世界。
We are in the world, but not of the world.
在这样的情况下，
In this situation,
我们需要活出来基督的生命。
We have to live out the life of Christ.
以至于让人跟我们接触的时候不会因着我们的失败而弃绝了福音。
That when we encounter other people, that others would not forsake the gospel due to our failures and stumblings.
基督的美丽应该成为人在我们身上所看见、所吸引的。
The beauty of Christ should attract unbelievers toward us.
为什么要这么做呢？
Why would we do that?
因为这个世界上总是有人喜欢毁谤神的儿女。
Because there will always be people who love to malign the children of God.
也许他们是嫉妒。
Perhaps they are jealous.
也许他们是讨厌。
Perhaps they just simply dislike us.
也许他们就是要找个理由不要相信福音。
Perhaps they just need an excuse not to believe in the gospel.
今天在美国的社会。
In American society today.
如果一个人说这个家伙他是福音派的，他是基要派的，他是很虔诚的基督徒。
If someone calls, you know, that jerk is an evangelist, a fundamentalist, a principalist.
你知道那个不是褒义词。
You see that this is not a friendly term.
那是贬义词。
He is trying to trample upon that person.
意思就是这些家伙是 narrow-minded, 是这个
心胸狭窄。
心胸狭窄。
He is calling the Christians narrow-minded.
假冒为善。
Hypocrites.
自以为义。
Self-righteous.
这是一个很悲哀的事实。
This is a sad reality.
自古以来。
All the way from history till now.
不信主的人就是喜欢捏造一些错误的事情来讲天路客。
Unbelievers like to fabricate stories to malign pilgrims.
从第一世纪开始。
From the first century onward.
那个时候最流行的毁谤。
The most popular lie.
说那些人啊，他们是吃人肉的。
Oh, those Christians, they are, they eat human flesh.
Cannibalism.
Cannibalism.
为什么会这样子说？
Why would they say such things?
因为你们不知道啊。
Did you not know?
这是我的身体。
This is my body.
为你们舍的。
Which was broken for you.
你们拿着吃就不是人肉吗？
So when you eat that, are you not practicing cannibalism?
很可怕。
That's so scary.
千万不要靠近那些人。
Stay away from those Christians.
那当然还有许许多多各样虚假的控告。
Of course, there are all these false accusations.
如果你记得在《使徒行传》十七章第六节那里说。
In Acts chapter 17, verse 6.
他说这些人是什么人呢、啊、是搅动天下的人呢、啊、
Who are these people? They have turned the world upside down.
如果我要讲历世历代一直到现在基督徒被人毁谤的事情说不完。
If I were to go through all the false accusations that Christians experienced through the centuries, we would never end.
但是彼得在这里说
But Peter said,
你们要活出那一个品行端庄的生命。
You have to live out that life, with your conduct honorable.
以至于别人看见了你们的生活。
So that when the Gentiles speak against you as evildoers,
看到你们的好行为。
By your good works which they see,
我相信彼得这个时候。
I believe Peter, when he wrote this,
他可能知道柏拉图的故事。
He knows about the story of Plato.
因为有人毁谤柏拉图。
Because someone maligned Plato.
很严厉地毁谤他。
And they fabricate such false stories about him.
他的回答很简单。
His response was quite simple.
他说我会一直活出一种的方式，没有人会相信那些毁谤的话。
I will continue to live my life in a way that nobody would believe those lies.
彼得可能也记得很清楚。
Peter also remembered.
主耶稣在马太五章十六节的话。
What Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 verse 16.
你们的光照在人前。
Let your light so shine before men.
叫他们看见你们的好行为。
That they may see your good works.
便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
And glorify your Father in heaven.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你晓得不晓得。
I don't know if you're aware of these brothers and sisters.
我也不知道你喜欢不喜欢。
I don't know if you like this or not.
你只要是神的孩子。
As long as you are a child of God.
你就是耶稣基督的广告。
You are an advertisement for Jesus Christ.
你的生命。
Your life.
你的生活。
Your living.
要不然就会让人更羡慕基督。
You will cause others to admire Jesus Christ.
要不然就会让人讨厌基督。
Or it will cause people to loathe Jesus Christ.
你知道这个世界上最强大的宣教力量是什么吗？
Do you know what is the best way to evangelize?
是基督徒的生活见证。
It's the living and testimony of Christians.
我服侍主这么多年。
I've served the Lord for so many years.
我见过许许多多的见证。
I have witnessed so many testimonies.
神的儿女。
The children of God.
因为活出一个有好行为的生活。
Because they live out such a great conduct before men.
他们无可指责。
They are irreproachable, blameless.
他们充满爱心。
They are filled with love.
很多不可能相信主的人都信了。
A lot of people who would not believe in Jesus believed in him.
那当然我也必须承认。
And of course I also need to confess.
我有的时候碰到不信主的人。
When I meet unbelievers sometimes.
我很怕他们跟我说。
I'm really afraid of them saying.
我认识你们教会的人。
I know someone from your church.
那下面就很难听的话了。
And then you know what is coming.
便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
And glorify your Father in heaven.
那我们回来看彼得前书二章十二节。
Let us go back to 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 12.
这里说便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
Glorify God in the day of visitation.
那中文注意它有一个括弧说或作眷顾。
In the Chinese, there is a note.
因为在原文里面这个词的意思它是两方面。
Because in the original Greek, the word had a dual meaning.
一方面是讲到基督的审判。
In one way, it mentions the judgment of Christ.
一面是讲到基督的蒙爱，这个给恩典。
In another, the other meaning is God bestowing His grace.
那当然，我们如果看彼得前书上下文的话
，But if you read the passage and what goes before and after，
在下面彼得就讲到一个妻子信了主，她的好行为。
The passage follows by how a wife should conduct herself.
就让她的丈夫可以信主。
After she knows the Lord, how she can cause her husband likewise to believe in the Lord.
那里讲到的那个字就是眷顾的意思。
That word involves the grace that is mentioned.
我听说我15分一定要结束，对吧？ 啊，我有一个很棒的见证不能跟你们讲。被毁谤，不公平的待遇，这是基督徒的正常情况。
So when you're maligned, or when you suffer injustice, this is a normal Christian living.
因为我们活在一个罪恶的世界。
Because we live in this sinful world.
问题是我们要怎么回应？
The problem is how shall we respond or react?
到处去解释。
Do we explain ourselves everywhere we go?
抗议。
Do we rebel?
游行。
Do we go on protest?
Protest. 还是按照彼得的命令？
Or do we abide by the teaching of Peter?
消极的方面，知道自己的身份，禁戒肉体的私欲。
Passively abstain from fleshly lusts.
正面，品行端正，活一个好的行为，让人可以因着我们的好行为把荣耀归给神。
Proactively conduct yourself honorable among the Gentiles, so that when they speak against you, that by your good works they may observe that by your good works that they observe glorify God in day of visitation.
常常有人问我。
Usually people would ask me.
这种方法有用吗？
Would this work?
为什么我们会怀疑呢？
Why would we doubt?
因为我们不相信牺牲舍己有什么用。
Because we do not believe that denying ourselves and sacrifices would produce a result.
但是我们却完全忘记了。
But we totally forget.
神除灭这个世界上的罪恶所用的方法。
How God dealt with the sinful world.
不是用他的全能把所有的罪恶都打死。
It's not to overcome them by his mighty power.
是用他牺牲舍己在十字架上所成就的。
It's by his sacrifice, giving up of himself on the cross.
如果神的百姓
If the people of God
记得这一点
We remember this truth.
你就会明白为什么在两千年的教会历史上
That in the 2,000 years of church history,
有多少神的儿女们
so many children of God,
他们知道自己是蒙爱的
they know that they are the beloved,
他们知道自己是天路客
they know that they are pilgrims,
他们就顺服神所指示他们的方式来回应这个邪恶的世代。
They obey the principles that God listed here in their response to this wicked world.
那个结果就是一次又一次的证明这一种的牺牲舍己的爱可以胜过邪恶的力量。
They proved again and again through their sacrifices and denying themselves they can overcome the evil in this world.
在第三世纪
In the third century,
在罗马有一个非常有名的一个人。
In Rome, there is this famous person.
叫 Celsus, C-E-L-S-U-S.
Oh, Celsus.
这个人他的出名是他是有系统的、完全面的毁谤。基督徒的信仰。
This person became famous because he systematically and strategically maligned Christians.
他嘲笑基督徒的无知。
They mock the ignorance of Christians.
嘲笑基督徒的愚蠢。
He mocked the stupidity of Christians.
嘲笑基督徒的迷信。
He mocked the ignorance of Christians.
Superstitiousness
of Christians.
但是很稀奇的。
But surprisingly,
他从来不批评基督徒的生活。
He never maligned the conduct of Christians.
他认为基督徒的信仰是愚笨的。
He felt that Christianity is pretty dumb.
是错误的。
It's erroneous.
但是连他都必须承认。
But even him himself.
基督徒的见证是打不住的。
That the testimony of Christians are blameless.
文化大革命的时候。
During the Cultural Revolution in China.
在上海有一个小小的弄堂里。
There is this prison in Shanghai.
政府禁止这一群基督徒聚会。
The government forbid all religious worship and gatherings.
这些基督徒就对这些来管理他们的人说，我们愿意顺服。
And the Christians respond to the authorities and tell them that we will abide by your rule.
我们就不再来这个地方聚会。
That we won't come to this place and meet together anymore.
但是有一个麻烦请你们一定要处理。
But there's this problem that you need to address for us.
这个弄堂里面有三个生活不能自理的老人。
In this area, there are three elderly folks that cannot take care of themselves.
他们上厕所不能够自己去。
They can't even go to the bathroom on their
他们洗澡不能够自己做。
They cannot take a shower on their own.
你不让我们聚会，我们就不能来照顾他们了。
If you don't let us meet here, then we can't take care of them.
请你们自己照顾。
So please take care of these folks.
你们猜后来怎么了？
Guess what happened?
那里是我所知道在文化大革命中间唯一被允许聚会的地方。
That place became the only place that was condoned by the government to continue worship.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们的好行为让这些人服了。
Because by their good works, they silenced the evildoers.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们把你的话交在你自己的手上。
Dear Heavenly Father, we render your words back into your own hand.
求圣灵把那些还没有说清楚的话说清楚在你百姓的里面。
May the Holy Spirit make clear the words that are not fully understood.
让我们活在这个世界上。
That we may live in this world.
我们能够讨你喜悦。
That we can truly please you.
成为你的见证。
To be your witnesses.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.